First draft of a climate agreement has been published at the COP26 Global Summit in Glasgow.
Recently, the eyes of the world were focused on the health of our environment.
It comes after marathon talks amid intense negotiations.
Many nations committed to reducing emissions, shifting away from coal and eliminating deforestation by 2030.
Pretty big promises by world leaders, but honestly, it's not clear what changes will actually come out of the Glasgow summit. I place my hope in the men and women who dedicate their lives to helping wildlife, a really pivotal way for us to protect our environment and ensure healthy ecosystems. This season of The Wild will introduce you to those passionate people who are making a difference for nature and our planet.
We have major challenges in front of us with major biodiversity crisis and climate change. So it is important that we show the things that can work. It's fundamental for the futures.
We're back out in the field with biologists who are working for change on the ground level. From icy volcanoes.
We're monitoring like the natural recolonization of wolverines into the South Cascades.
To the forests of Portugal.
Mostly we look out for environmental crimes, bad hunting practices.
From the land to the ocean, these people are witnesses for our wild spaces.
I was surrounded by grey reef sharks and I was just, you know, proverbially clapping my hands underwater. I was so excited.
The wonders of the world have motivated these researchers and scientists to make sure they remain for future generations.
We can look 50 or 60 or 70 years into the future and design a strategy that is beneficial for both the rewilding of the landscape and the rejuvenation of the social fabric of this landscape.
And together we share moments of total awe.
Oh my goodness, are you kidding, David?
Hi, sweet thing. Oh, bright green eyes.
And of course, it wouldn't be the wild without some good old adventures to go along with the science.
I'm so jealous.
Maybe a bit too adventurous at times.
Are you concerned about avalanches here?
Not always, but today for sure.
There are so many good things going on in the natural world. It's full of people who are innovative, hopeful, and inspiring.
So I wake up each morning, and as I start to sit up, I think about, will the things I do today make a difference in 100 years? And so I consciously use that as my guide. It's not about me. I'm doing it for the planet. I'm doing it for owls. I'm doing it for other people. It's for the health of this place.
Let us share with you stories about the complexity and resiliency of nature and the people who work in it, love it, protect it. Season 4 of The Wild starts on January 18th, available wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome back to The Wild.